ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। What's the number? Reading from Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 75. Yuyam Nirloke Bhataburibhag Lokam Punana Munayo Abhiyanti Esam Grihan Avasastiti Saksad Gudam Param Brahma Manusya Lingam Yuyam Nirlok के बत बूरी बागा लोकम पुनान मुनयो अभियंति एसाम गृहान अवसस्तिति साक्षाद Gudam Param Brahma Manusya Lingam. Should I try a different meter? Yuyam Nirloka Bhataburi Bhaga Lokam Punana Munayo Biyanti Esam Grihan Avastiti Saksa Gudam Param Brahma Manusya Lingam. Mataji's, please. Yuyam. All of you Pandavas, Nirloke, in this material world, Bata, indeed, Bhuribhaga, extremely fortunate, Lokam, all the planets of the universe, Punana, who can purify, Munaya, great saintly persons, Abhiyanti, come to visit, just like ordinary persons, Esam, of whom, Grihan, the house of the Pandavas, Avasati, resides, Iti, thus, Sakshat, directly, Gudam, very confidential, Param, transcendental, Brahma, the Parabrahman, Krishna, Manusyalingam, as if an ordinary human being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My dear Maharaj Yudhishthir, you Pandavas are so very fortunate in this material world that many, many great saints who can purify all the planets of the universe come to your house just like ordinary visitors. Furthermore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is living confidentially with you in your house, just like your brother. Purport. Here is a statement exalting a Vaishnava. In human society, a Brahmana is the most respected person. A Brahmana is one who can understand Brahman, the impersonal Brahman, but hardly ever can one understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is described by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita as Param Brahma. A Brahmana may be extremely fortunate in having achieved Brahma Gyan, but the Pandavas were so exalted that the Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was living in their house like an ordinary human being. The word Bhuribhaga indicates that the Pandavas were in a still higher position than Brahmacharis and Brahmanas. In the following verse, Narada Muni repeatedly glorifies the position of the Pandavas. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Deva Amrita Swaminiti Namane Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Devstarane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gauru Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare. So Naikatma Prabhu was scheduled to give class, but he had some seva downtown, so he asked me to give. Sorry about that. So in this verse and other verses, we can see how a devotee like Maharaj Yudhishthir is so humble, and he feels himself like a lowly fallen grihastha, even though he's so exalted that, as Narada Muni is explaining, that Krishna is living with them, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, this is a sign of a devotee. The sign of a devotee is, no matter how exalted he is, he takes a humble position. Like Krishna explains in the Gita, Yajna Dana Tapas Chaiva Pavanani Manushinam, that even if you are a great person, there are certain things that should not be given up, even if you are a self-realized soul. Like Krishna explains, we shouldn't give up giving in charity, performing sacrifices, penances, because these things even purify great souls, Krishna explains. So sometimes we are like, you know, first initiated, second initiated, and then immediately we become proud, you know, I don't need to serve anyone, I don't need to give anything, or, you know, I don't have to serve. But Krishna explains, even exalted soul, these activities actually purify them. So we can see Maharaj Yudhishthira is taking a very humble position. And reading about Dhruva Maharaj, it's explained how Dhruva Maharaj, he was such an amazing devotee that the Vaikuntha aeroplane came for him to take him back to Godhead. But still, it's explained he finished his duties, sadhana, and he went around and begged blessings from all the Vaishnavas for their mercy before he boarded the Vaikuntha airplane. Imagine, like, you know, you're so perfected that, you know, Vaikuntha airplane comes for you. You would think that, you know, all these poor souls are here, I'm going back to Godhead, so, you know, naturally, you know, you're better. But Dhruva Maharaj went and begged the blessings of all the Vaishnavas for their mercy. It's like, I remember when I was a new devotee, they took all of our new bhaktas to a festival, because we were living in Wellington, and then there was a Rath Yatra in Auckland. So we went, we were driving for like 10 hours or so, I was exhausted. Most of us, we were so tired. And there was this one bhakta that got up like a couple of hours later, started shaving his head and take a bucket bath, like cold shower, making so much noise. And then as he was leaving for Mangalarti, he says, "Okay, Prabhus, I'll send you guys a postcard when I get back to Godhead. Continue sleeping." Like this, you know. So all of us, we woke up and we were laughing like 4 a.m. So this is like the general mood, like, okay, you know, I'm doing sadhana, therefore I'm better than you. But an exalted devotee is so humble. So humble that, you know, he feels he's so unqualified. Like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that one of the most important symptoms of a pure devotee is that he or she feels they have no love for Krishna whatsoever. It's like Prabhupada very beautifully explains in his classes how devotees would see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they would glorify him. "Oh, you know, you're such an amazing lover of Krishna." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, "Oh, I have no love for Krishna." And the devotees would say, "Oh, we see you crying, you know, you're shedding tears." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would respond, "Oh, that's simply a show. If I had any love for Krishna, I would have died long time ago in separation from him." So this is the this is actually the quality of a real devotee. He's very humble. Like it's explained in the Bhagavatam, just like a tree filled with fruits. Naturally, because of the heavy weight of the fruits, it bows down, it goes low. But a tree with no fruits, it stands erect, very proud. So sometimes while we're preaching, we see how some people come But they're very proud. So, like, I was just thinking on Sunday, I was selling books at the Sunday feast table. I was just thinking how some people come just once and they make enough offenses for like few lifetimes. So proud, so proud. There was this one boy, he came and he had a bead bag, young American, white, you know, white man, white boy. He was, I thought he's a bhakta or something, and was, he wanted to like look at the books, and then he kind of said like, oh, you know, Yoga Vashishta, bro, Yoga Vashishta. And that's the only book, and that's all you need, and that's what is going to get you self-realized. I mean, I didn't pay attention like fully to what he said. And then he said, you know, that's the book that gave enlightenment for Ram when he came as a human being. And then I'm like, what is, what's he talking about? So I'm like, have you heard of the Bhagavad Gita? I asked him, and then he goes, he says, yeah, excuse me, I heard of the Bhagavad Gita. And then he points to all the books in my table. So then he goes, Bhagavad Gita or any of these books you have in the table, none of them will give you enlightenment. All you need is the Yoga Vashishta book. I was like, you know, all the acharyas have read the Bhagavad Gita, lived by it and taught others for thousands and thousands of years. And, you know, who are you? And then he goes, I'm an acharya myself. And then I'm like, no, you're not. He says, don't judge me, bro. Can you see my aura? I said, no, I can't see any aura in you. He says, I've studied under great masters and I've become enlightened. And then he says, if you have seven circles of aura, that means you're an avatar. And he has developed six of them already. So he's already an acharya and on his way to, you know, become the avatar. So I was like, I was feeling like I'm going to have a heart attack or blood pressure, or because I was getting like really worked up. And then he can sense that, you know. And this guy is like, why you can't stay calm? Why are you getting disturbed? I say, you know what? I'm one of the nicer ones you're talking to. If you were to somebody else, you know, could be like some kind of physical damage. So I say, you know what? You have your conclusions and, you know, we're not going to get nowhere, so keep going, you know. He says, anytime you change your mind and you want to learn something, then you can get in touch with me, try to give me his card. I said, you know, that's okay, you know. So he went into the kirtan. So this is Kali Yuga for you, you know. It's just pure arrogance and pride. They have no knowledge and they wouldn't want to take humble position. There was another young man I met in Govindas. I just came back from my walk and I was so hungry, you know, feeling low sugar. I really had to eat, and this guy came and sat next to me. And then he's like, I feel you, man. I feel you. I love you, bro. I love all of you guys, you know. I'm very spiritual. And I'm like, okay, let's see what he has to say, you know. So he's like, so I asked him like, so what are you doing? He says, I'm studying all the teachings of all the world because I don't want to limit myself just to be, you know, part of one religion. I just want to love everybody and everything because everything is God and everyone is God and everything is it and him. And he's pointing to all the chairs and tables and the flower vase and everything, you know. So I said, you know, what you're pointing to, that's the energy of the Supreme. But Supreme is also a person, is the energetic. So he also is asking for your unconditional love. Just like if you're not stealing, you're paying taxes and so on and so forth, you know, you are being a nice citizen and it is pleasing to Obama. But Obama is also a person. You know, he has a name and he has likes and dislikes and, you know. So you can also be personal with the president. Similarly, you can be nice to the energy of the Supreme. But the Supreme is also a person. And I was just explaining to him how, you know, he wants to study all the teachers of the world. And all of them pretty much taught the first thing to have is a spiritual master who can guide you. And the second most important thing is to chant the names of God. So these are the most two important teachings of all the world religions. So that's what I requested him to, you know, search for a bona fide spiritual master and chant the names of the Lord. So, I mean, preaching in the cities, we come across this kind of people all the time. And the amazing thing is, they all say the same thing, isn't it? Chakras and auras and avatars and, you know, all these far out terms. They don't even know what they're saying. Simply like word jugglery, like Prabhupada said, big, big words, but no substance. And so many of them come because, and so many also leave because, you know, they really don't know what they're looking for. Like Krishna consciousness is the topmost yoga system. It has to offer so much, but because we don't come looking for the right thing, we leave. It's like the example is given. If you have an accident or something, and you're taken inside a clothing store, because every store has a first aid kit, and then you get treated inside a clothing store, and then your pain is gone, and you look around, but because you didn't come looking for clothes, you're going to leave after the initial pain is gone. Similarly, we come to Krishna for so many reasons, usually because of stress. Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritin arjuna, Krishna explained, for four reasons usually the conditioned souls come. Most people come because they're like stressed out. And Krishna consciousness, first thing that gets rid of is kleshagni, like, you know, all this burning material existence that we feel outside, it goes away as soon as we come to Krishna consciousness. And most of us, that's all we want and we go away. But very few people are actually fortunate to be able to come and to hear the right thing and to be able to stay. Like yesterday when Bhrigupati Prabhu was giving class, I was thinking, you know, whoever is able to hear this class, especially new people, so fortunate because he said it all in one class, you know. So much pure wisdom is available. So this is our fortune. When we come, we hear Srimad Bhagavatam from the right person. Then we can understand the topmost thing, prema pumartha mahan, love for Krishna, pure unalloyed love for Krishna. And in this verse and coming verses, we understand how through pure love we can actually conquer the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ajito jitopi tais trilokyam, Brahma explains in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Even though Krishna is ajita, ajita means unconquerable, he becomes jita, he becomes conquered by one who is a pure devotee. But this love is not cheap, just like in this material world, you know, everybody is talking about love. But this love Bhagavatam talks about is very special. This is the real thing. And this love means sacrifice, and this love also means details. Because unless we are willing to sacrifice, we cannot, you know, truly show our love for someone. So like Radhanath Maharaj explains how when he was a young man, you know, he was very sick and he was admitted in hospital, and his mother came and embraced him with so much love and affection. And he smelled like the cigarette, you know, cigarette smell on her. So he was not happy. So the mother was so sensitive, she sensed that, you know, her son is not happy with this smell of the cigarette. So she decided to quit smoking that day just because the son is not pleased. And like 70 years later or something, she passed away, but she never touched another cigarette for the rest of her life. So this is real love. Real love means you sacrifice for the beloved. And love also means details. When you love somebody, you're always thinking, you know, how to please this person in so much detail in everything you're doing. Just like my aunt, she's an amazing cook. Such an amazing cook, but when she cooks, it's very hard to be her kitchen hand because she's so particular. When you cut vegetables for her, it's like she's so particular. She'll make you cut again and again. Like the veggies have to be in a certain size, certain shape, like millimeter by millimeter. You know, everything is so specific. And even she would count how many peppers she's going to grind and throw it in the dal or sambar. Because she explained how, you know, however the veggies are cut, that's going to affect the amount of fire that's needed to cook the veggies. Because if the veggies are too big, then you have to, you know, crank up the flame, and that's going to affect how much spices it's going to absorb. And so the whole thing is ruined if the veggies are not cut in a certain way. So she would be so specific about, you know, how everything looks, how everything is cut, how everything is ground. And then sure enough, when it's offered, she would offer to like Shaligram Shilas. And then when you taste, even though you just had breakfast, you'll be thinking like, you know, about lunch. And she would make lunch and she'd make dinner. So while you're playing cricket, you're just thinking like evening snack and dinner because you're so amazing, so much details and so much love. So love means details, love means sacrifice. And it takes a lot of preparation also. It's just like when we're chanting Hare Krishna, however we live our life, for the rest of the day, that actually affects our chanting. Because chanting is just pretty much like in our japas, hour and a half, like hour and 45 minutes. But how we live our life for the rest of the hours, 22 hours, that's going to affect our chanting. It's just like when you offer like Rajboga to the deities. Offering is pretty much like 3 minutes. But you know, those devotees in charge of the cooking, like, you know, Rabindranath Prabhu and Sri Sachinandan and Vaninath, they're in so much anxiety about, you know, who's going to cook and the menu and make sure all the sweets are there, all the savories are there, all the deep fried are there and everything on time, and so much goes into it. And then Rajaboga is just few minutes of offering. Same thing when we are chanting or any service, it's our consciousness beforehand that affects us while we are chanting. It's not possible, just like my guru always says, the chanting actually begins the night before. Because the yogi is one who has predetermined plan for senses. You can't just wake up the next day and figure out what you're going to do that day, then it's a failure. So spiritual life is like that, like death is also like that. You can all of a sudden become a pure devotee when you know you're going to die. All life we have to prepare, so hopefully we will get the mercy of the Lord when the final notice is there. Otherwise, you know, how are we going to chant or read or serve when, you know, we are so much in anxiety, the mind is so much disturbed. So this chanting is this most important thing. It's like one time Prabhupada was leaving to India for the first time from America, going back to India after preaching. And the devotees were crying, thinking they're going to be in separation from Prabhupada. And Prabhupada explained how, you know, if you're chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and I'm chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are never separated. It's explained how, just like the fetus is connected to the, what is it called, umbilical cord? Like that, this chanting is our connection. Is our connection to the spiritual master and to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And just by taking shelter of a pure devotee, they can actually give us Krishna Prem. It's like Prahlad Maharaj said, you know, Mahat Pada Rajobhishekam Nishkinchananam Navanita Yavat. Prahlad Maharaj explained how if you want, he was explaining to his father, Hiranyakashipu, if you want to understand these teachings and if you want to attain love for Krishna, you have to bathe, you have to get the dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, pure devotees. This is actually the secret. Because on our own, we cannot approach Krishna, but the devotees, they can give Krishna. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked by Prakasananda Saraswati to read Vedanta, Lord Chaitanya explained, you know, I'm a fool, number one, I can't understand this Vedanta. He explained how Guru More Murka Deki Karila Sasan. He said how my spiritual master actually called me a fool and he told me I can't understand this Vedanta. I should just chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Same thing with Sanatana Goswami when he approached Lord Chaitanya. He explained how Keyami Kena More Jape Tapatroy. All these villagers call me as Pandit, a learned scholar, but I don't even know who I am. So please explain to me who I am and, you know, what's my duty. So this is the secret of success in spiritual life, is always to take a humble position and serve the devotees that have love for Krishna, so they can actually give us love for Krishna. And as we discussed, you know, love means duty. Love means sacrifice. Because without these things, we cannot, how are we going to express our love? It's not just simply words. I was just thinking how, you know, in our temple, all of America, but in California, you know, we have so many projects, you know, very big projects we have just to maintain the Govindas, you know. Such a big thing consistently, like, you know, pretty much all year long. And, you know, we have gift shop and, you know, 18 festivals. Ratha Yatra, and, you know, we're like number one in book distribution and Bhakta program and Bhakti house and Harinam. And it's pretty much unheard of, like in North America. Most temples are like struggling to just survive. But we have so much going on because, you know, the our president is like so focused, and he's so focused and he's so dedicated. Because it's so hard to be like dedicated, especially in Kali Yuga. Even you don't want to be bothered with like a wife or kids, you know. After a while it becomes a struggle. But selflessly, like, you know, year after year, just, you know, serving just to please the spiritual master, you know, it's easy to, we've all seen some people come, go, you know, but to do that year after year, this is like a symptom of love, you know. We have so many examples in our community, like all senior devotees, Sura Prabhu, Bhrigupati Prabhu, Archita Prabhu. Year after year, so dedicated and serving. This is actually a topmost level of Krishna consciousness. If you're wondering, like, what does an advanced devotee look like? You just look at how dedicated they are to the mission of the spiritual master. This is real sign. You can immediately see who's an advanced devotee by how much they're willing to take responsibility to please their spiritual master. So by serving devotees that are serving their spiritual master, we can also develop that quality. Because it's very easy to get carried away even in Krishna consciousness. There's so much Maya available because Maya plants a landmine everywhere, even in Krishna consciousness. But if you're not strong, we get blown away, blown up in the name of philosophy, trying to be intelligent, trying to be creative, trying to be different, this and that. At the end, we don't have Krishna. So we have to be strong. Like one devotee said, asked Prabhupada, you know, if Krishna really wanted us to come back to Him, why did He make this Maya so strong? And Prabhupada yelled at him and said, Maya is not so strong, your purpose is weak. So this is the problem. We are so like weak, lukewarm, then everything seems difficult. But if you're focused and pray to assist the senior devotees who are assisting Prabhupada, who's assisting Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada and all the way to Krishna, then we're going back home, back to Godhead. So I will stop here. Any questions or comments? Corrections? I'm going to India on Sunday. With all of you Vaishnavas' blessings, I can maybe experience the Dham and come back and serve better. Okay, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.